You're listening to the audio production of Barefoot Summer by Denise Hunter, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Julie Lyles Carr.
Chapter 1. Madison McKinley scanned the crowded town hall, wondering how many of her friends and neighbors she'd have to fight to get what she came for. Half of Chapel Springs had turned out to support the fire department. The faint scent of popcorn and coffee from last night's Rotary Club meeting still lingered in the air, and the buzz of excitement was almost palpable. When she reached the front of the line, she registered for her paddle, then looked for her mom. She spotted Joanne McKinley seated on the left, near the old brick wall. Before Madison could move, Dottie Myers appeared in the busy aisle. "Madison, hello, dear. I was wondering if I could bother you about Ginger. I found a little knot behind her leg. I'm worried it might be something serious." Last time, it had only been a burr. Still, Madison set a hand on the woman's arm. "I'm sure it's fine, but I'll have Cassidy call you tomorrow and squeeze you in, okay?" "All right, everyone," the MC was saying into the mic. "It's about that time." "Thank you so much, dear," Dottie was saying. "I'm so excited about this year's play. It's called Love on the Line. You are planning on coming out again, aren't you? You'll be fabulous as Eleanor." Auditions were still 2 months away. "Looking forward to it. See you tomorrow." Madison participated in the town's production every year. She enjoyed the theater, and the proceeds supported the local animal shelter, a cause she was committed to. She turned toward her mom and ran straight into a wall. Oomph! Or a chest. A hard chest. She looked up into the face of the one man she least wanted to see, much less slam into. She jumped back, looking square into his unfathomable coal-colored eyes. She nodded once. "Beckett?" He returned the nod. "Madison?" His black